world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, and welcome. We're back. We're back online. That's a good piece of information, and very grateful for those of you who were holding forth and you know, hanging in, man.
Yeah, see, there's the internet works now and everything.
Now, what did they say was wrong with it?
Well, I got the tech out here, and Alex was here, too, and nice guy, smart guy. He says, hey, basically, the equipment... sometimes equipment gets degraded or eroded, and our studios being here at the El Pacifico, you can well imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that we get wind and rain and sleet, you know.
Well, we don't get sleet.
No, I know we don't get sleet, but we get...
What about, like, the salt air?
Salt air will do it.
And the sand, I understand, can actually blow into things.
Yeah, the sand. Sand will do it.
Like, about suntan lotion?
No, suntan lotion won't do it.
Like beach chairs and stuff?
No, not beach chairs. Are you guys being stupid now?
Well, you're talking about the beach.
Yeah, but I ain't talking about suntan lotion or beach chairs. I'm just talking about, and this time of year, man, there ain't no beach chairs and ain't no suntan lotion, man. It's getting cold out there. But it does cause rust. Rust, yes, rust. Rust is the enemy, and so we had a little bit of that, and a little bit of this, and a little bit of that, and, you know, there you go. So that is where that's at. Okay, and we're very grateful that that's been fixed. Now, big announcement to make. Because I promised that we would have an additional video cast this week because of last night's washout, if you will, last night's rain out, or last night's rust out.
Yeah, rust out. I like that one.
All right, don't. It's not that big of a deal. It wasn't that funny.
I thought it was funny.
It was fine. It wasn't that funny for him to start going, acting as if he's part of a short bus full of people going to the Laker game. You know.
What?
Never mind. So, short bus of people going to the Laker game.
Well, he's sitting... you know, he's one of those people... Where's the wheelchair sitting? Where are they? Is that the end of the arena?
What are you talking about, Margaret?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about him going...
All right, so he laughs like a jackass. I don't know.
Well, then why are you looking at me as if I'm the one... that ought to be wearing the ski cap?
Because you're making a big deal out of nothing, and we're just getting underway, and I should expect it, but I don't know why. I just hope springs eternal. So what I wanted to say was, because of the rust out last night, we're going to have a bonus video cast on Saturday starting at noon, and it'll be maybe... I called it a prep online on the on our website. I called it kind of a prep for our drunk history appearance. So what we're going to do is have a recitation of some of my favorite stories from history while I do tequila shots. Bud, take it away.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
So you're going to sit there and get drunk on camera?
Basically, yeah. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to be practicing. So we're going to have that on Saturday at noon on Phil TV in HD, and that will be our special bonus coverage right here. All right, we're going to bring Jack Armstrong back on the show. He was with us last night, and tonight we're not going to be talking about spying. We're going to be talking about healthcare, the healthcare program, Obamacare. You know, it's a really fascinating process. As I was saying to my good, close, personal friend Matt, our engineer, it said, you know, this is something that every developed nation in the... Well, not every developed nation, but every major Western nation, almost to a country... it's something that they've had for decades, if not a century or more. The idea of national health care originated in Germany in the 1880s. It was one of Bismarck's, Otto von Bismarck's ideas. You know, Bismarck, that guy was the...
Who's he?
He was a big man. He was like the George Washington of Germany.
I thought that was Hitler. Yeah.
What do you mean you thought that was Hitler? He wasn't George Washington. Are you an idiot or something?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a good guy, not some scumbag, Hitler.
Well, Bismarck was not George Washington, but...
Well, he wasn't George Washington, but he was a lot more autocratic, and by that I mean more dictatorial. But nonetheless, Bismarck had a modern vision for Germany. He helped bring together the country because it was a country of little small nation states before it became Germany. And before it became all these little nation states, it was a part of something called the Holy Roman Empire, which had only dissolved in 1801 or 1802. It had 500 years, just about, the Holy Roman Empire had existed. And now, all of a sudden, from the end of the Holy Roman Empire in 1801 to the beginnings of Germany in the 1880s, you had, there was a lot of catching up to do.
They had to get up to speed on stuff. Yeah, well, they got up to speed, and then they did something even more modern.
Well, that's a good point. They went from being almost feudal. I wouldn't say they were feudal.
You better tell them what feudal means.
Do you need to know what feudal means?
I know what I mean. It means it's hopeless.
Not feudal. F-U-E-D-A-L. Feudal. It means it was a form of land ownership and how people worked the land. People who were under the feudal system were essentially tied to the land as slaves. Okay?
Yeah, we had that.
Well, yeah, we had slavery, but it wasn't feudalism. It was a different thing. Anyway, so they went from that to the modern nation state of Germany and healthcare, national healthcare. So they went from, like, being way, way, way behind us to catch... Well, they didn't catch up necessarily in terms of governance and enlightenment, but the idea of a national healthcare plan, which was floated by Germany and then adopted by a lot of countries, we're still getting used to the whole idea of it not being a total commie. You know, we're really bullied and muscled by these days more than ever before. These very, very vocal political minorities are pushing everybody around, yelling and screaming and threatening, you know, and saying and all this stuff. I mean, good God, if I was a member of the Tea Party or any of this, I would be embarrassed. You know, I would be embarrassed. I would say, well, no, wait a second, I don't have the majority here. What am I doing? It's screaming and threatening, and I think I'm right. Boy, that is the height of mental illness, when you think that you're cool and everybody else around you is a nutcase. That's called crazy. But in any event, this is a plan, this is an idea, national health care, that countries have had and adopted for over a century, many of them. And yet here in America, we still look at it like we're a bunch of those monkeys at the beginning of 2001, and we see that, you remember that the ape, and they went and they saw that monolith?
What? What do you mean?
In the movie 2000... Never mind, you didn't even see the flick. In the movie 2001...
I saw 2001, yeah.
All right, you remember when the apes came out of the cave and they saw the monolith and they were going... They went nuts?
I thought it was when a guy threw the stick in the air.
In any event...
This is what you get for involving these jackasses in the conversation. Just talk to the audience and forget these two numbskulls.
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Don't worry, man. So... Almost like those apes in 2001, we come crawling out of the cave and we look at this thing like it's like those natives in Mondo Cani worshiping the airplane. They didn't know that it could fly, that it could transport cargo. They thought it was a god. They thought it was some kind of an angel from heaven. They turned it into a religious icon. I mean, that's the way we are. We look at healthcare as... The people on the right look at healthcare the same way people on the left look at guns, like it's some evil spirit. And it's going to just mess you up. So what we got here is all kinds of cross-propagandizing on this issue. We'll get Jack Armstrong here on the line to talk about it. But the big issue is the fact that some of these insurance companies are canceling people, according to the administration, after the fact. After the Affordable Health Care Act was passed, letters went out suddenly telling people that they were going to be dropped because of this, that, and something else that was a part of the Affordable Care Act. And that is not legal, and it's not a part of the deal, if you will. And Obama came out today and addressed that. Then you got Kathleen, this lady, the secretary, at least the individual overseeing this whole thing, Sebelius. Man, she's... Talk about... If you're taking credit for screwing it up, ma'am, you maybe want to take credit for just, like, getting fired. That'd be great.
Well, let's just wait and see. You want to put this woman on the fire? You want to burn her at the stake like any witch in Salem? I'd like to take a wait-and-see attitude.
What do you mean by that?
What do you think I mean by that? A wait-and-see attitude.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'm waiting to see.
Waiting to see what?
I'm waiting. Don't worry about what I'm going to see. And quit looking at me like that.
All right, we'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show. Wait and see. All right, that's fine. We'll take a wait-and-see attitude. It's a world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our number is 855, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Don't forget online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Watch that live streaming video cast tonight, as well as our bonus show on Saturday at noon as we prepare for, you know, Drunk History. World famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show, and welcoming back on the air for a second consecutive night because, frankly, I got a phone call from... And it's not because I got a phone call from you, Jack. I think you do deserve to have another hearing. Jack Armstrong is joining us.
What?
Hold on for a minute, okay?
First of all, Phil, let me thank you very much for allowing me to come back on the program. Secondly, for Mr. Dickman there, who wanted to have a contretemps, as Phil put it last night, you know, I'd be more than happy to debate you on any of these topics, but I would ask that I'm allowed to have my say.
Well, you got your say last night, and you went blah, 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 blah.
Okay, that's your feeling on it, bud, but tonight we're talking about something else. We're talking about health care. This is really important. People need to understand exactly how it works. And to that end, that's why we wanted to have you on here.
Well, Phil, can I... Jack, this is Margaret.
Okay, Margaret, one thing, okay?
No, I want to say something first.
No, one thing. I heard you call me a mental midget when I got out the air last night. You called me a mental midget.
Well, Jack, at the time, I felt you had been a bit mentally midget-like... Mentally midget-like, yes.
Okay, so I'm mentally midget-like. Wow, it's amazing what happens when a guy hangs a telephone up.
All right, so we're going to call everything even. We're wiping the slate clean. We've got Jack on here because I know you have some things you want to say about Obama's address on health care, and I know you feel that there has been a lot of misunderstanding. And
Phil, the first thing that needs to be said, I think, is that people need to understand what the law is and to be clear on it, because there's a lot of misleading information that people are putting out there on purpose. They want this law to be misunderstood. They want the law to be not used or not used properly, so that it will eventually become fall out of favor, and that the legislation will be passed to change it. Now, Obama had made a very good point. If you're getting letters from an insurer telling you that you're going to be dropped, they have to at least offer you the minimum coverage, and then while they offer you the minimum coverage, you can shop around.
What is he saying, man? I don't understand anything.
God, man, are you going to shut your mouth so I can finish what I'm going to say?
Hold on here, okay? Because it's just, we're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, nobody does. You're going on, man, on and on. Bud's right about that. Just going la, 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 la.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I'm not going la, 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 la. The only thing that's happening, you guys button in.
Hold on, will you? What, Margaret?
I have to agree with the guys, Jack. What you're going, and then I did. No one's listening to you.
What do you mean no one's listening to me? I'm saying English words, ain't I? Ain't I saying English words, Phil?
Yes, you are. You're saying the English words, and you're saying that President Obama made things clear today. I wonder if there's a way that we could...
make it more entertaining or something.
Hey, what are you talking about more entertaining? I listen to you mumble. You talk about blah, 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 blah. I never heard a guy mumble his way through nothing the way you do.
Yeah, but at least when he says something, you pay attention to it. You're talking about stuff, no one gets it.
Yeah, Jack, I think you need...
No. Hold the phone. Hold the phone here for just a second. Hold the phone. You know, this is a very... I thought you're a progressive, Ms. Gray. I know that you're progressive, right?
Yes, I am progressive. I do consider myself progressive. But I think what you're doing with this particular line, if you will, with this particular monologue or this... there's something wrong with it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, you know, thank you very much, Mr. Henry. I tried to come on here and...
I know what it is, because you got an accent and you won't admit that you come from another country.
Oh, so that's the way, that's the game we're going to play, huh?
Well, so what is this again?
He's got an accent, he won't admit.
What country do you come from, please?
I said I come from America, and oh, baby, are you trying to tell me...
Every time you come on a program, your accent is very noticeable, and I want to know where you come from.
Why do you guys need to know where he comes from?
Because it's bugging me, that's why. coming on here going, I got the duck, you sound like, I asked you if you come from Germany.
I told you I don't come from Germany. I told you. I said I come from America, United States of America.
Where were you born?
Oh, man, so you have the disease too, huh, Mr. Henry? You don't believe me?
Look, if you say you're from America, I believe you. I just wanted to know what city you're born in.
I was born in Chicago, Illinois.
Born in a hospital in Chicago?
Yeah.
And your parents, where are they from?
You know something? This is very insulting to me.
Jack, please, you know that I'm on your side.
I used to think that you were.
Where are your parents from? Where were your parents born?
In America.
Yeah, listen, in America!
Do you think you sound so manly sometimes? I listen to you blubber and babble. You sound like you just came out of electroshock half the time I listen to you.
Yeah, right there. See, at the time I listen to you. And nobody's going to take it seriously coming out of a foreigner. I'm just telling you that.
That's about the most bigoted, xenophobic, just very, very irrational and prejudicial kind of thing. I don't like that kind of thinking, okay? No one's going to take it seriously coming out of a foreigner. He's an American citizen. Right, Jack?
Yeah, if I was born here, do you think I would be an American citizen? Well, let me think on that for a couple. Oh, yeah, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, Jack, all right, so your parents were born here.
You know something? I don't get it.
You do have an accent, man.
I got... What accent do I have? You know who else has an accent? A guy that comes from the South has an accent.
A guy that comes from the South comes from the South. A guy that comes from the Northeast comes from the Northeast. I ain't never heard an accent like yours anywhere in America.
I'm telling you, this is a standard Chicago accent.
Get out of here, will you, man? I've heard Chicago accents. That ain't no Chicago accent.
Well, now I've seen it all. So I thought maybe you were on my side, but even now you're joining this mob, which is like a lynch mob or something, to say to Jack Armstrong, hey, foreign boy, tell me, you know, where you come from before I take for from you... to take your opinion from you.
No, it's not even your accent, man, but your grammar, I mean, the vernacular, everything sounds, it just sounds fractured. It just, all right, if you say you're from Chicago, I believe you're from Chicago.
Yeah, you say that, but you don't for me to believe me, do you? Do you?
I'll tell you right now, I don't.
Well, I know you don't because your mind is not right. Your mind has never been right since the first time that I come on this show.
But see, your accent's getting even more thick. From Chicago? You're from Chicago. Okay.
Well, that's fine. I'll accept that. It's between you and God, really.
It's between me and God. In other words, I'm lying to you and so you to think that I'm telling a lie. Is this what for you to think?
You come from Chicago.
Yes, I come from Chicago.
You know, guy from Chicago talk like that. I know that.
How does a guy from Chicago talk?
A guy from Chicago talks like an American with a Chicago accent. You got an accent like you're from... Well.
Oh, yeah? Okay, go ahead, say it. Where do I sound like I come from? Serbia? Is that it? Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah, you sound like you come from one of them countries where they have, like, the NATO bombed them.
Yeah, that's Serbia, or some place like that.
You sound like mess, what do you call it, Montenegro.
A Negro?
Montenegro, you dumbass!
Hey, you know, I don't need this bullcrap. You know, I got water boiling. I'm going to make some Lipton soup and probably put some tuna helper. I don't need this bullcrap.
Okay, so thank you very much, everybody.
Phil, you joined in along with everyone else.
Well, no, you're right. But, you know, I mean, when he said Montenegro, you've never heard of Montenegro?
I've never heard of Montenegro.
Well, it's part of the Balkanization, that whole Balkan states thing. That was one of them, okay?
I thought that was a country.
It is. Montenegro is a country. Herzegovina. I mean, there's a bunch of these small little nations, small little countries that used to be a part of Yugoslavia. And they were broken up after the fall of the Iron Curtain. They had a hell of a terrible war down there because there were a lot of bad feelings simmering. But that's neither here nor there. We just drove that guy off the air asking him about where he's from.
Well, do you really want someone on the air that's lying through his dirty, thieving...
Yeah.
Nazi? Well, who is he and where is he from?
He says he's from Chicago and his name's Jack Armstrong.
And he writes a liberal blog and he's this and he's that.
Nonetheless, Jack, if you're out there, the offer stands. You know, I'll have you on and we'll just herd everybody out of the studio. How about that? Yeah, that's going
to
happen.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll leave. He wanted to leave. But that guy's going to lie through his teeth, man, about where he come from.
It's not important, man. You guys made a big, big thing out of that.
Yeah, but the more he lied, all of a sudden he's like, I couldn't understand. I did understand him. So, I'm sorry.
Get out of here with that, will you?
Ow.
You're picking up your bad habits.
My bad? You're blaming me for that.
Yeah, because you're the one that... All right, folks, thank you very much. That was just fantastic. So we're going to be back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. We will try to get a little bit more opinion on the healthcare law and some other news that's been happening here, man. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but somebody is suing Twitter for... someone's suing Twitter because they say their IPO is illegal or something. So we'll find out how Twitter rolls out, if they roll out.
Who's suing them?
I don't know. Maybe Facebook. Wouldn't that be a riot? World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Online at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. We'll see you guys on the other side here. Famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and welcome back to the program. Go to some phone calls here because there's all kinds of opinion on the healthcare rollout or lack thereof. You know something? I don't know. I really don't know. I will tell you this: I'm one guy that I'm not going to go down the Bill Maher route, which is the following thing: Hi, I'm getting older, so I think the whole country's going to hell, and pretty soon the world will end. I don't do that. I don't play that. See?
What are you talking about that?
Because there's a lot of old guys. Let's go to a phone call. We got a guy.
Yeah, just Dan.
All right, Dan in Austin. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for taking my phone call. How are you this evening?
Good.
Phil, I've got to take exception to your comments regarding Obamacare. I think that right now is the earmarks of a disaster. In terms of the rollout, you're talking about these insurance companies are not... coming through with the law says that they've got to offer an affordable plan. If they're cutting people back in their plans, that they have to offer the basics, or they're going to increase their payments. I think is what you're saying, right?
What the president is saying.
Well, it doesn't matter. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It doesn't really matter because what Obama said in the speech today is that you can shop around. He said if they're cutting back, and I thought that's what he said. Did you hear his speech at all?
I heard him say was that they were.
Oh, for grins, let me say this.
Do you want to hear what I...
Just for grins, let me say this. That Obama has said in the past that if you lose your coverage, you're not going to lose your coverage. You can hold on to the coverage that you want. I think is what he said that. And I'm just asking you to back me up on that.
Yeah, he did say that. But he also said that if you are...
No, okay, but he did say that.
Don't keep interrupting me, man, okay? Okay?
Okay.
What the hell?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I didn't want to do anything.
Hey, is this Danny?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man? I just said, would you quit interrupting me?
I don't know. What do?
Okay, well, see you later, man.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What the hell was that?
Dan's guiding Danny.
I know that. I saw that on the screen. That's a guy?
That is a guy. You were talking to him.
Well, it sounds like when you chastised him, he broke down and sort of reverted.
Reverted? Sounds like he's got a multiple personality problem.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, multiple personality problem. Is what I would think.
Yeah, thanks a lot. All right, by the way, it is someone's birthday today. Who is our listener who has the birthday? Is it Mark? I think it's one of our Facebook friends, Mark. Our number here is 855-500-7445. The reason why I'm mentioning Mark is because we got Harvey Wireman on the line, and Mark wanted to hear from Harvey. Harvey, how are you doing this evening? And thanks for joining the program. Are you out to dinner this evening?
Oh, you know, Phil, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get a nice hot bath, and I'm going to have some dinner this evening and just settle in and just sort of enjoy the evening. It's... guy like me, I'm working all the time.
You know, you're into your 80s now, and you're still working every day, huh?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy my work, and I hope I'm still doing some good, you know.
What when you go into the office, you're working as an attorney, and most of what you do now is pro bono, right?
Yeah, a lot of it is pro bono, you know, and I rarely take a fee now. I'm thank God, knock wood, I'm comfortable, and... in my dotage here, but I I do have a fair amount of pro bono, which for people that don't understand what that is, it means you're working for free. But,
and so you're going, what cases are you working on right now?
Well, I've got a couple of very interesting. We've got dealing with lawsuits, and a lot of these are product failure, having to do with personal injury. We do have a couple of cases we're taking that they're not part of the Innocence Project, but they are having to do with wrongful conviction.
And are these capital cases?
Yes, they are capital cases, and so we're working on those.
So a typical day for Harvey Weierman going to the office is what?
Well, a typical day for Harvey Weierman going to the office is depends on where you want me to start.
Well, let's say he's just walking through the door.
Just walking through the door, I come in, I give my coat and my hat to Shireen, who's our, she's been our receptionist and our secretary, kind of a girl Friday for about 15 years now. And then I sit down at the desk and open the window and take a look outside because it's, you know, we have a very beautiful view out here onto the Huntington Library grounds, Phil, which, as you know, is a part of the San Marino area where my office is. And then I have a Starbucks coffee, and I will go online a couple times and check my Facebook page, you know, because everybody has one of those now.
You're on Facebook, huh?
You're on Facebook, Harvey. I want you to friend me, okay?
Who said that?
This Robert.
Yeah, sure. He can send me a friend. I think I'm maxed out at 5,000, but and I go over to Twitter and fool around there for a few hours, maybe a couple hours, not really that much, but what I'm doing, but, you know.
Well, you got all this legal work, though, right?
Yes, I was going to say, how much time can you spend on Twitter and Facebook?
I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter. I just hold the phone here for a minute.
No, no one's saying that. I mean, just, so you're in the office, you...
Yeah, I'm in the office, I have a Starbucks, I look out the window, and I go on Facebook, and then I go on Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I check any messages that I've got there, and... Photo Bucket, you know,
So what's on Photo Bucket?
Yes.
What's on Photo Bucket? Photos. You know?
Oh, no, I know that, but are you sending photos?
I'm getting photos mostly. I don't send photos that much, but I do get some. And no, it's not what you're thinking. It's not pornographic.
I wasn't thinking that at all. I just was curious.
Well, I know what you're thinking. Are they from females? The answer to that is probably yes, but...
Well, I thought you had the little girlfriend now.
I've got the little girlfriend. You know, let me just finish. You asked me what I'm doing, okay?
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you specifically about the cases that you're involved in.
Oh, no, the question was, what do I do?
Okay, that's fine, and I'm glad that you're telling me, but I wanted to know about the cases you're involved in, this product failure, the product failure cases. I'm very interested in these cases of wrongful conviction.
All right, well, you're talking in that sense. There's criminal and there's civil.
Well, let's talk about those cases, the criminal cases, where you feel there was wrongful conviction in these capital cases. Who are the people?
Well, before I get to the people, I've got the file here. One of them is a guy named Jerry Doyle. No, not Jerry Doyle. Jerry's the talk show host, excuse me. Jerry McKinney, and he's in Washington State. But what I generally will do is I'll get the folder out, and I'll order some lunch, and get one of these roast beef sandwiches from across the street at the Ralph's Market, and have a lunch, and I'll have the folder out, and then we'll get some more. I guess you're going to be upset with me because a lot of what I do has to do with going out and getting chips. And
okay, that's fine. Can you tell me about the cases?
Yes, Harvey. We're not, you know, criticizing how you spend your. We're just wondering.
Well, you are criticizing, sort of. You say, well, yeah, can we get to it? Can we get to it? I'm getting to it.
All right. So far, you get into the office, you. Check your Facebook account.
I'm not. You're asking me about the case.
Yeah.
No. Now I've ordered a roast beef sandwich.
All right, and chips.
Yes. And chips. I don't want you to think all I do is sit on my ass and eat. I'm telling you. So I've got the folder out. I get on the phone. A lot of times I'll get on the phone with Bob Prinsen, who is a guy. guy that I've golfed with, and now we have a, because I'm older, I can't golf, so we have a lawn bowling league. And I get on the phone with him, and...
Is he a lawyer?
No, sir, he's not a lawyer.
Well, okay.
May I finish?
Go ahead.
I get on the phone with him, and I find out what the schedule is for this weekend because of a lawn bowling. A lawn blower, excuse me, a lawn blowing, not lawn blowing, on a...
Lawn blowing?
I said lawn bowling, not lawn blowing.
Well, how do you spell lawn? L-O-N?
Isn't that funny?
Okay, Margaret, we don't need that.
Well, I'm trying to find out when you do actual work.
I'm doing work every day of my life. I'm doing work right now talking to you people. Okay? I go into the office, I have a bag of chips, I look at my Facebook page, I look at my Twitter page, I call Bob Princip, who is with the lawn bowling league that we're in, I look out the window, I go out and I get a roast beef sandwich, I get Starbucks, I come back, I open the folder on the Capitol cases, and now this is early afternoon, so I'm going to lay down and take a nap, or is that against the law?
Well, so far, Harvey, you've been eating, looking at Facebook and Twitter, and you're taking a nap. When do you work on the case?
You asked me, Henry asked me, what is a typical day like? And I'm telling you.
Okay, I mean, do you ever actually work?
Yes, I work on these cases. Do you mind if I get to it?
All right, so now what time is it? And
it's 7:45.
No, I mean in the day when you take the nap.
I take it about 1 o'clock. All right, so...
Well, do you work late?
Yes, sometimes I do work late, yes. So I sleep till 2 or 3. I get up. I will probably get another coffee, and that's when I go downstairs to get a cigar.
All right, so now we're at 3 o'clock, and you haven't done anything yet, and you got a guy who's sitting on death row.
Well, will you get a load of you? And you're not even paying the hourly fee, and you're telling me how to run my life and my practice? Get a load of you. You people call me up. You ask me, what's a typical day? Hey, Harvey, we got a guy that listens to this show that really likes you. So here I am telling you about it. I get up, I go downstairs to get a damn cigar, and you're telling me that. So what do you want to know?
When do you start working, man? You got in at 9 o'clock, and you're on your Facebook page.
I'm on my Facebook page. I check Facebook like any other human being checks Facebook every couple of hours.
All right, so you got the cigar.
I got the cigar. I come upstairs. You're gonna hate this. I go back on Facebook to see if there's any messages, and I'll check Twitter, and I guess you're despising me for that, right?
Well, that's the second time on Facebook, and you haven't gotten to this case yet.
Is that right, Mr. McKinney? Are you the guy that's going to be burned down for this?
No.
Well, then I don't think it's any of your... This guy I'm in constant contact with, this inmate, he's on death row in whatever state. I forget the state.
This man is on death row, and you don't even know what state it is.
This man is on death row.
You know what? I got better things to do than... I got better things to do than hold her tampon box.
Well, don't look at me, Phil. I was asked, and you agreed with me.
Yes, I did. I did. You're absolutely right. I'm just... I'm stunned that he...
Are you crying?
I'm not crying. No, I'm actually trying to swallow a mouthful of bile, liver bile. All right, thank you. And to the gentleman that requested a Harvey Wireman appearance, there it is. So what do you do when you get into the office, Harvey? Well, I go on Facebook, Twitter. He's got a guy sitting on death row somewhere.
Well, this is why people don't like lawyers. And I'm married to one. I'm sorry, Phil, but I...
Yeah, that's fine. World-famous Phil Henry Show. This is why people don't like...
There's no sense in mocking me.
Anyway, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks so much, Harvey, for that very edifying appearance. Unbelievable, man. And the fact that this guy is... You know, I got to tell you something. I love Harvey. He's in his 80s. He probably ought to just lay down and take a nice, big, long nap someplace, you know, because, this ain't looking too good for his reputation. I got a capital case, and I'm on Twitter. All right, Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Visit us online. Get a backstage pass. Join us for our bonus show on Saturday. Don't forget, we'll be on Drunk History, and there's all kinds of things planned ahead for the Phil Henry Show, but Drunk History I'll be practicing for Saturday on our videocast. World famous Phil Henry Show. What the hell, bud? World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Dad, you like this song, Hey Little Girl.
No, I like it. I don't like it as bumper music, man. I thought we had some rock and roll going on in this thing.
You gotta get some rock and roll up in here.
Oh, do we now? Anyway, thank you. World famous Phil Henry Show.
What does that mean? Oh, do we now?
Well, yeah, we gotta get some rock and... I've got rock and roll, don't worry about it. All right, welcome back to the program. God.
What are you all sensitive for, man?
I ain't sensitive.
Well, everybody's all touchy.
Yeah, what's everybody all touchy about?
Hey, man, speak for yourself. I'm doing fine. Okay? The only guy that's touchy around here was that guy that called. Is he back?
Yeah, that Dan guy?
Yeah.
He's in Austin.
Yeah, I know. He called back, right?
Yeah, the Dan guy.
Yeah, the guy named Dan who was in Austin, who when I said something to him, he went, like that guy?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him? Is that okay with you, Mr. Phone Screener?
Yeah, right here.
Thank you very much. Where is he?
Oh, wrong line.
Hi, Dan. It's Phil Henry.
Wrong line, sorry.
Which line is it, bud?
Is this you? Yeah, right here.
Hey, Dan, Phil Henry here.
Wrong line, sorry.
I'm going to kick your ass, bud.
Sorry.
Hey, Phil, I've been sitting here saying hello to you. Sorry that I missed you, and I apologize for my reaction. You're talking about Obama healthcare, and I got a little emotional, but I did call back.
All right, that's fine, and I'm sorry if I upset you. It was a miscommunication. So start again. And tell me what you wanted to say about that.
Well, I wanted to respectfully disagree with you, Phil. I enjoy your program a great deal, but I wanted to respectfully disagree with your estimation of Obamacare. First of all, you have to understand that the president may say that he guarantees health coverage that you will not be dropped, but that doesn't take into consideration the realities of the marketplace. And the realities of the marketplace are quite different, I'm sure, from what Barack Obama wishes that they were. You have, for
instance... Well, but can I just interrupt you?
Why?
Hey, what is this, man? Are you okay?
Yeah, but why are you really with me? I don't do anything to you.
What is this guy, a mental case or something? Are you okay?
You're gonna interrupt me, man.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I wanted to interrupt you to point something out.
What? Can I finish?
What?
Can I finish?
What is the story?
Go ahead and finish.
All right, I'm sorry, Phil. I get emotional and I get a little bit choked up.
Can I ask you something?
What do you want? No!
Get this guy out of here, will you?
What?
Well, are you listening to that guy? To me, there's something going on that says, cuckoo. I think that guy's wrong, you know?
What?
The guy that I just talked to, that guy Dan.
Yeah, that's the guy that said he got emotional.
Did you just hear him right now? I go, hey, can I interrupt you? And he goes, what are you doing?
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, that sounded to me like he was trying to get out what he was saying. You were butting in.
I wasn't butting in, man. I stopped the guy because I wanted to ask him a question, and he went...
What did he do?
He... Okay, all right, fine. What is this, April Fool's or something?
No, man, I didn't hear the guy, you know.
Did you hear him, bud?
Yeah, I heard him the first time. He started to cry, but I thought you apologized, and you guys were on the same page.
It isn't about me being on the same page. It's not about that at all. It's about the guy sounds like he's got a split personality. On the one hand, you know what I mean by that?
No.
By a split personality, on the one hand, the guy is like, hey, Phil, thanks a lot. It's great to be with you. And the minute I interrupted him, he goes,
what are you doing?
Oh, well, you get emotional.
No, that's more than emotional, man. That's way more than emotional. All right, wow. The most sensitive dark matter detector ever built has fit... That ain't him again, is it?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah? He said, Phil, he said if you could just be more gentle.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? I didn't mean to interrupt you. I got a little choked up because you have to understand, I lost my mother this year to a long, long bout of Lou Gehrig's disease, and I get emotional when I talk about healthcare. I hope you understand.
No, I understand. I understand. But it's such a radical change. Your voice is very dulcet and it's very masculine. And then when you got emotional, do you ever hear yourself?
I don't. I've been told by some. One of my ex-wife's brother-in-law said that I got a little squeaky one time. But generally, I think I handle things. Was I out of line or anything?
No, you weren't out of line. It was just that, all right, I guess it's just...
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, there you go. Different strokes for different folks.
All right, okay, so go ahead and tell me your feelings on Obamacare. okay. Is that somebody you know, bud?
I don't know who the guy is.
If you guys are screwing with me, man, I'm going to kill somebody. Do you understand?
Phil, you didn't even let the man say what he wanted to say.
The guy, did you hear that? Or am I all alone here?
What do you do, Mr. Knight? Go through it slow.
Yeah, go slowly so we can... Go slowly, huh? The people are listening to it at home. They know what I'm talking about. The guy started out with, hey, Phil, did you hear that part?
I did, yes. And then I had to turn around. I was getting something out of my handbag.
And then I said, okay, go ahead and say what you want. He goes,
well, I don't know.
Like that.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I didn't hear it.
You know what I suggest you guys do? Do your job and start paying attention to this show, and to whatever is going wrong with it, make it right. And whatever's going right with it, try not to make it wrong, okay?
Whatever's going right with it, make it wrong.
That's not what I said. I'm going to...
Ow!
Yeah.
Bent my finger back.
That's right. Okay, folks, that's, what do you want me to say? I mean, this is the kind of whack, whack, whack situation I got going on here with these guys. That guy calls back. You know what? Keep him on hold, and then we got to get Dr. Jim Sadler on the line, okay?
You want Dr. Jim Sadler?
I want to get Sadler on the line to talk to that nut, because that's what I think he is. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com and online at philhenryshow.com. So get that backstage pass. Thousands of hours of archived audio. Thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archived audio. And, of course, our daily video cast is available to you as well. And we'll have a bonus video cast on Saturday. World famous Phil Henry Show.